So what is it really about? Well, we need to look to some of the non-religious or secular arguments against homosexuality, and we especially need to do that if we are genuinely committed to living in a society that embraces freedom of religion. So what are some of those non-religious arguments against homosexuality? Well, the second argument I'm going to look at tonight, the first non-religious argument, is the argument that homosexuality is wrong because it's not universalizable. That's not a word you get to use every day. What does that mean? I first heard this argument back in 92. I gave an early version of this lecture at St. John's University in New York, where I had previously done my undergraduate work. And there was a priest, Father Pryor, who wrote to the school paper. He was very upset that I had been invited to give this lecture, and he wrote this long letter to the school paper. And in his letter to the school paper, one of the things he said was, "Of course homosexuality is bad for society. If everyone were homosexual, there would be no society." And I call this the universalizability argument. If everyone were this way, if we universalize the activity, that would be bad. Therefore, the activity is bad. Now, I disagreed with a lot of what Father Pryor said in his letter, but I thought it was nice that he took the time to write to the school paper. And I said, you know what? I'm going to write to the school paper too. So I did. I wrote an open letter to Father Pryor. It said, "Dear Father Pryor, if everyone were a Roman Catholic priest, there'd be no society either." Sincerely, John Corvino. Now, what's the problem with this argument? A few problems. One, Father Pryor seems to assume that just because society needs some people to procreate, that everyone is obligated to procreate. But of course, that doesn't follow. And society needs some people to be doctors, doesn't mean everyone's obligated to be a doctor. Society needs some people to be sanitation workers, doesn't follow that everyone is obligated. And yeah, we need some people to procreate, but it doesn't follow that everyone is obligated, as Father Pryor surely recognized. People have pointed out to me, yeah, well, some Catholic priests actually do have children. Fine. The point is, the argument applies equally well to celibacy. But let's suppose we were to grant this premise that everyone is obligated to procreate.